For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljood. Last week, many classrooms and auditoriums were left empty as thousands of Concordia students went on a three-day-long strike to protest against the Quebec government's decision to hike the tuition fees by 33% for out-of-province students at English universities and impose new French proficiency requirements. The provincial government said that the change is part of an effort to invest more money in French universities and decrease the number of non-French-speaking students. Students wore red squares as a show of solidarity and a symbol of the previous student strikes in 2012. They marched around campus while carrying large banners, banging pots, and chanting different slogans such as, "The Students United Will Never Be Defeated." Organizers of the strike have argued that this decision is putting the entire community at risk as it will limit the accessibility and affordability of higher education and negatively impact the quality of education. Protesters said that they hope their efforts are adding more pressure on the government and encouraging students from other universities to make their voices heard as well. More demonstrations are planned for the future. Quebec's surgery backlog has hit a new record. Katie Brady has more.
Quebec's surgery waitlist has reached 170,000. That's higher than during the pandemic. And experts say with the state of healthcare right now, it's going to be a slow climb out of this. President of the Quebec Association of Surgery, Dr. Patrick Charlebois, told CJLO how we got here and what it will take to reduce the backlog.
We expected a rise in the number of patients that are waiting for surgery. I mean, these are tremendously high numbers that we've been dealing with for a long time now. We had worked hard trying to decrease our number of patients waiting, making deals with the government for a plan de rattrapage, investing $400 million to support manpower in this plan. And that hasn't taken off at all. And then we were affected by the days of strikes that were held at the end of the year. And that had an impact. We don't know the true impact, and we're starting to see it now, I guess. But at the time it was happening, we're expecting 400 to 500 patients a day were being of day of strike, were being surgery was being canceled and delayed. So now we're starting to see the impact of all that, and we're going to have to catch up.
How long do you think it will take to reduce this back down to a less startling number?
It is startling numbers, and these are real people, right? It's 170,000 of our friends and colleagues and family that are at home waiting for surgeries. They're not all life-threatening. The urgent surgeries, the cancer surgeries are being done, but all these other people are still have ailments that require surgery to fix. They're suffering in many cases. So these cases need to get done. We need to get these lists down for our system to be able to take care of the whole chain of production, if you want the image, to get a patient through surgery. We need clinics that are running effectively. We need to see these patients. We need the preoperative clinic that's our staffed, and so the patients can be seen in a timely fashion and prepared adequately for their surgery too, so that things run smoothly in the scheduling afterwards. Nursing in the operating room, nursing in our recovery room, in our inpatients units to be able to take care of these patients.
For the full interview with Dr. Charlebois, tune in to CJLO Thursday at 9 a.m. for our weekly news roundup. In Montreal, for CJLO, I'm Katie Brady.
Hello, you're listening to Ready Made on CJLO. It is Wednesday, 12:04 p.m. Today, we're doing a spinoff of Shoegaze that station manager Cam gave me a good nickname for it, Ankle Gaze, because originally Shoegaze was a term put on by critics. They noticed that all the people playing this new genre of rock were just kind of staring sullenly at their shoes while on stage. But the Shoegaze I'll be playing today will be a little more brighter So a little more as happy as the genre can get, I think. So we're calling it ankle gaze. A little further up the leg. Do you get it? Yeah, that's cool. We're going to be playing some Canadian shoegaze bands that I think fit this genre pretty well. They're all kind of clustered around the late 90s and early 2000s. And that's the case with this first band, An April March, with the song Summer's Gone. All right, you're listening to Ready Made on CJLO. This is An April March.
Don't think that it's over, your day is done. Don't think that it's over.
All right, you're listening to Ready Made on CGLO. That was Moscow Olympics with the song No Winter, No Autumn. Can't remember when the album came out, sometime in the mid-2000s. And they're kind of like a band from the Philippines, which I find interesting. On my previous show, I played a twee-pop band called Say Sumi from South Korea. And yeah, it's just interesting to hear the kind of cross-cultural takes on these genres that I play. Yeah, before that, it was South Pacific with A Better Life Since. They're a Canadian shoegaze band. And at the very top, it was an April March with Summer's Gone. Yeah, so just getting into this new ankle gaze genre I'm playing. Oh yeah, I had one more thought about Moscow Olympics. They were kind of a... I remember hearing them on YouTube. It was like a... I don't know if... It's almost... I talked about this on another show, but sort of the algorithmic YouTube music suggestions. It was sort of before that. It was more kind of in the Blogspot era of internet music, online music sharing, I guess. And I don't know. I always kind of thought of that album as like, oh, yeah, it's this mythical, like, not that well-known 2000 shoegaze album. I still really like it, but I just remember having a really good memory of it. Was sort of an introduction to more underground music for me anyway, so that's why I included it. Next up we have Cyanospheric, getting into a bit more of a psychedelic. I feel like shoegaze has this almost like druggy psychedelic side to it as well. And in the late 90s, you kind of get that too. And I think this band's a good example of that. Their song is The Stars Above. That's Cyanospheric on Ready Made. Let's go. Thank you.
Présenté par SiriusXM, le festival déjanté de musique alternative Le Fuck Off est de retour pour sa 10e année consécutive. Du 9 au 17 février, la ville de Québec sera animée par des spectacles et des vitrines de musique émergente de tous genres confondus. Procure-toi ton billet et viens découvrir des artistes éclatés comme Teke Teke, Catashaw, Solipsisme, C'est Nicole, Population 2, Totalement Sublime, Virginie B et plus encore. Le Fuck Off, c'est le festival qui réchauffe ton mois de février. Visite le phoqueoff.com pour plus d'informations.
Autobeat, Thursday nights bringing you the best in electronic music from local artists to international artists. We'll keep it locked 7 to 9 Thursday nights on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
In mid-October 2023, Quebec's government announced that they will be manually increasing English university tuition rates for out-of-province and international students starting in fall 2024. Originally, the Minister of Education attempted to double tuition rates. But because of student and administration pushback, the hike was reduced to only 30%. Wait, hold on. Only 30%? That's $12,000 for out-of-province students and still a minimum of $20,000 for international students. We don't have that kind of money.
This tremendous tuition hike impacts all Concordia students, regardless if your tuition is getting hiked or not. Concordia will be losing money from a projected lower enrollment rate, resulting in class cancellations, department closures, and fewer funds for extracurricular funtivities. This will even impact Montreal's businesses with a deepening of the labor shortage and shrinking customer base because there will be a 60% decrease in students coming to Quebec.
Does this make you frustrated? Yeah, it should. Students are mobilizing to fight against the tuition hikes using the symbol of the Red Square, popularized during the impactful 2012 student strikes. Red squares are available outside the CSU office in the Hall Building for you and your friends. Follow the Instagram at Students Quebec to learn more about future direct actions and student strikes. Together, we can stop the hikes and demand free education for all.
Hello. This is I'm not afraid to die.
That was Letting Up Despite Great Faults, The Colors Aren't You or Me, song title. It's not an extremely long band name, although it might seem like that. I feel like the band names got really long in the 2000s, Letting Up Despite Great Faults. Anyway, we're continuing with our theme, Ankle Gaze, a lighter version of Shoegaze, I'm calling it. Before Letting Up Despite Great Faults, it was The Radio Department with Peace of Mind. I was just saying they're probably best known for being featured on the Marie Antoinette soundtrack, Sofia Coppola's movie. And at the very beginning, I played Cyan Spheric with The Stars Above. Come next, we have the band that inspired the title of the show. They're called Ready Made. They're from Vancouver, and they fit in pretty nicely with the show. They're just another kind of atmospheric rock type thing. They have this really cool album called On Point in Red that a friend of mine showed me from Vancouver. The song is called Sam. And it's a really nice kind of, you might compare it to like Godspeed You Black Emperor or something. It's just a very triumphant type rock song. So this is Ready Made on CJLO, and you're listening to Ready Made. That's very special. All right, let's get into it.
Thank you. Are you a student interested in giving yoga a try? For just $60, new students can discover the joys of movement and harmony with unlimited access to classes at Moda Yoga Montreal. Located in the heart of the plateau, the Moda Yoga Studio offers a variety of hot yoga classes with something to match every ability level. They're good to find your flow or just recharge. Karma classes excluded, and the offer renews automatically after 1 month at $139 per month. Can be canceled at any time without penalty up to 1 week before the renewal. Moda Yoga Montreal is located at 3863 Saint Laurent Boulevard, and for more information, you can go to modayogamontreal.com.
Hey man, what are you listening to? Is this Weezer? Are you really listening to Weezer right now? It's 2021, bro. Pull up to the castle every Friday at 1, only on CJLO 1690. It's good, I swear.
Hi, this is Jim O'Rourke.
Jim O'Rourke.
When I'm in
Montreal,
I'm always listening to CJLO.
All right, that was Compromise by Mean Red Spiders. Before that, I played Araby by Blue Screen. And I topped things off with Sam by Ready Made. Ready Made being the band that inspired the title for this show. Yeah, that was a good block of Canadian shoegaze there, all sort of late 90s, early 2000s. One album I played was In Between Worlds. That was the one by Blue Screen. That came out in 2002. They're a Toronto band. It was the second release after their self-titled EP from, I guess, the year 2000. Yeah, kind of a nice, pretty representative shoegaze song with the whispered female vocals, and critics always say, you know, ethereal, luscious, all these sort of things. But it does fit into the more upbeat aspect of the genre I'm identifying. Yeah, so coming up next, another band pretty similar to Letting Up Despite Great Faults. They're a kind of hybrid electronic rock band. Some people call it Indietronica, maybe. It's also part of the whole wave of using chiptune in music. Chiptune is like the, using the sound fonts, they call them, sort of the pre-made sounds that you could use from video game consoles. And I guess one of the best known examples is Crystal Castles. They use the sound font from the Game Boy, I believe, for a few of their songs. Yeah, I can't remember the exact one off the top of my head, but if you'll probably hear it if you're listening forward, I suppose. Yeah, so this is the Depreciation Guild with Crucify You. You're listening to Ready Made on CJLO.